All right, where did I get? Anyway, let's look at it. We're talking about prayer. I pray that you hear me today, because some of you hear it for some trouble you ain't going to be able to handle. You made some decision going to hurt you really bad if you don't learn to hear from the Word of God. God is right, and you can't change Him and make Him not be right. I don't care what you do. I don't care what kind of book you write. I don't care who you get to endorse it. God is right. He don't need nobody. He just needs to be obeyed. Believed and obeyed. Before you showed up, He was right. And He will always be right. So it will behoove you to find out what He's saying and do what He said, because He's right. And you wonder why, can I help you? You wonder why there's so much different between, and that's so sad of preachers and that minister of the gospels. They don't know how to separate the Old Testament from the New. You wonder why there's so much different in it. Because the Old Testament, I don't have time to go into it into any detail, but I can give you this much right now. The Old Testament was concealed. Something concealed, you don't know what's in there. In the New Testament, it is revealed. And that's why you want to study the New Testament, especially the epistles, because the truth is revealed. And so you can't practice a New Testament life on the Old Testament standard. Because those people were not born again, they were not God's children. God claimed them, chose them, but they were heathen just like the rest of them. And they couldn't be born again because the new birth wasn't available. How can you get something not available? Hallelujah. So this truth, as believers, young folks, I know you probably, some of you came from home, nobody ever taught you, never encouraged you to read the Bible, never encouraged you to pray. But I'm encouraging you today, you must learn to do it. Your flesh not going to obey. It's going to whine, it's going to cry, but you must take control today. You make that decision sitting right there now that I'm going to be a prayer. I'm going to be one that search, get in that Bible. I'm going to find out what He's saying to me. I'm going to find out who I am. Then I'm going to live like God said I'm to live. And you'll find out God will give you more joy and more peace and more things than you could ever dream. You know why most Christians do not have things? They try to get things from God. With unbelief, and it won't work. Amen. Unbelief, disobedient, don't trust Him, don't yield to Him, it won't work. If you want something of God, you must believe. Hebrews 11, 6 says that if you come to God, you what? Must believe. If you're going to go with God, you must believe. And it calls for discipline. It's called for a decision. If there's not a decision made, you're going to switch back and forth. First pressure comes, first little thing comes flying through. There you go. But when you make a decision and you learn to close your mouth when you need to be listening. Some people talk and they need to be heard because they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. Hello, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. How do I close this, Lord? What do I do? Matthew Gospel. Give me Matthew. Let's look at what is called the Lord's Prayer. We get started. I just about got my introduction done. So we're going to get into this. I'm going to teach you about prayer. Amen. Everybody should pray. If you don't pray, you're headed for trouble. You may be doing fine now, But the rug gonna get snatched from under you. And you're gonna wonder what in the world I'm gonna do. Hallelujah. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, that we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Now listen to this statement. See, you learn to pray. And listen to it now. For if you forgive not, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also do what? Forgive you. But if ye do what? If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, your Father forgive you of your trespass. All right, let me say two. We just have to come back here. Let me say a couple of things about this prayer. Didn't you see people I was raised in church, Sunday school? This is what they taught me. We open up our Sunday school with that reading that what I just read. And we say it's the Lord's Prayer. That was the prayer he taught. Can y'all understand? The full gospel is under the old covenant. Can y'all understand that? You said, no, that's the new covenant. They put it over there, but the full gospel that is written is under the old covenant. Because Jesus had not yet risen. So he could, the new birth, the New Testament teaching, and what he had given us through his resurrection were not available under full gospel. You notice people got healed, all kind of disease they got delivered from, and all kind of miracles were worked, but nobody got born again until the day of Pentecost. Check it out. So, to go under the old covenant, there are principles you can learn from that prayer. But notice, in that scripture I read, not one time was the name of Jesus mentioned. Did you notice it? Not one time was the name of Jesus mentioned, because they couldn't mention it because it wasn't available to use.